This beautifully glazed ceramic sculpture was crafted for a wealthy person's tomb. Take a look at the saddlebag. That monster face with wide eyes and protruding fangs may have been intended to protect the deceased in the afterlife. Here's Eleanor Perlstein, Associate Curator of Chinese Art at the Art Institute.
This stance with the head thrown back and the mouth open to bray is absolutely classic.
As ungainly as they were indispensable, camels are also notoriously bad-tempered. The Chinese relied on expert Central Asian drivers in the caravans plying the trade routes. The foreign groom who rides with the camel wears a Persian or Central Asian coat.
This animal was really the only reliable means of transport across the vast wastes of the overland Silk Roads.
If it weren't for camels, there might not have been a Silk Road. The two humps identify this fine specimen as a Bactrian camel from present-day Afghanistan. Bactrian camels can travel 30 miles a day, carry hundreds of pounds, and go for more than a week without water. These celebrated ships of the desert can also tolerate very hot and very cold temperatures, which allows them to travel across the forbidding deserts and high mountain ranges that extend west out of China.